Blog Talk Radio. feeding the sheep. And to all who is listening, our Father in heaven, please go into the hospitals and heal all those who are sick and diseased, as well as those who are not in the hospital and are sick and diseased and have no shelter and no place to stay and are homeless in the home. And please, Father, heal those who are sick. I thank you, Father, for giving me health and back to providing the sheep with same mind, same sound mind, and giving us sheep good health and prosperity. Of course, Father, I've told you that I've been having eye problems a week and a half ago. I guess because I'm becoming of age, that's one of the problems I am having now. I tell all those who are listening to me to read the Bible. Father, I thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan with good weather and not the winter weather that the East Coast and the West Coast are having. I thank you for protecting us. Father, I also thank you for not allowing natural disasters or chemical disasters to come our way. I pray a quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, sheep, I will introduce myself. Of course, I want you all to tell your family and friends to listen to the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. You know that you should always remember the fourth commandment. It tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy and to rest. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, but let me go back up and tell you where to find the Sabbath day. You will find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You will find all of the Ten Commandments there. And when I get a chance to read the Ten Commandments to you, sheep, and those of you who are listening, and I thank you for listening, because you could have been elsewhere doing something else, but you are paying attention to me. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want you all to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening, and it ends Saturday evening. I also want your sheep to have, as well as those who are listening, to have the three P's handy, and they are, I'm from the old school, pen, paper, and pencil. And I know that you young folks have something like tablets and notebooks, and I don't know, computers and all that. I know a little bit about my computer. I want you to jot down something that I may say to you that you want to see if it's correctly. Be like the Bereans. The Bereans are in, I think it was Acts, where they let Paul, they would jot down things that he would say, and then they would go back and search out what he had said. Now, to see if he had said the truth. And when I speak to you, I try to come to you in truth. Excuse me, I have the belt. I try to come to you in truth. Oh, excuse me. I'm belting that sound. I really do try to come to you in truth. But I used to speak falsehood and enjoy it. But now I know better. I try to control it. You know, in Revelations 12:9, I think it says, I'm trying to turn to Revelation 12:9 right now, because the devil comes, or Satan, or whatever he calls himself. He lies to us and tells us to do the wrong thing. Let me see. 12:9. I'm at 12:9. Which deceiveth the whole world. So the devil or Satan comes to you and try to convince you that it's the right thing to do when it's the wrong thing. Our Bible has told us that it is Satan comes or the devil comes and deceives the whole world. In fact, the United States Constitution comes and deceives you. You are thinking, if you don't read the Bible and don't know these, you'll think that your politicians are telling you the truth when they are, in fact, lying. Let me tell you, if you read your Bible, it will tell you that a woman is not to wear the things that a man wears. So she's not to wear pants. She should wear a dress. And it tells you in the commandments that thou shalt not kill. But it says you can go and abort your baby or kill your babies. You know, and then in Psalms, 83? I'm turning there. He tells you, I'm trying to turn there. And well, it tells you about the tabernacles of Edom, Ishmaelites, and Moab, and the Hagarines, including the Baal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines and the inhabitants of Tyre. Those people all came against us who say that we are the Hebrews. We are the real Hebrews. Read your Bibles. Read all of it. And then you will understand that we are, in fact, the real Hebrews. There are other people in our land who are pretending and trying to act as if they were us. But I would tell you this and go on and try to read in Numbers where I left off the last time. And get your Bibles ready and turn to Numbers 46. That's where I left off the last time. We are the Israelites. We are the women as well as the men we're not African Americans. Most of us are not. Read your Bible. And I say that it's a history book. It tells us what we don't know. And we should believe that these things. Our Father has left men and women to tell us the truth. And the Bible, and King James left this Bible for us. Read it. There are other kinds of Bibles in the world. Read your Bibles. Don't come up with an alternative. I would say to that young man, read your Bible. You don't believe in our Father. That's why you're coming up with that. And you know that last week I read Revelation chapter 1 to you. And you probably have read the Bible. And you say, oh, no, you're not going to believe that a black man or a man of color is the writer of this Bible, who has told people to write the Bible, his prophets and those other people. You have read it for yourself. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 14, where it says that his head and his hairs were white like wool. And you know that black folks' hair is white, black like wool. It would be turning white once they get in the old age, and it will get as white as snow. Well, my hair has begun to change. I am from the old school, as I told you. And his eyes were as the flames of fire, and his feet were like fine brass. And you know what polished brass look like? It's the bright colored gold looking. So that's what gives him away, his hair and his feet. And I have seen some white folks that have black blood in them because the nature of their hair is curly. And they refuse to accept what's in this Bible. But I will try to read it to you, and you read it for yourselves, sheep, and those who are not sheep, that wants to provide an alternative to the Bible. Well, I would tell you, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and help yourself. My Father in heaven will allow you to do that. And he gives you a choice. You are to choose between his words as well as those who disbelieve. And those who disbelieve, he will join Satan. And you know what happens to Satan at the end when our Father or Jesus come back. Jesus is the Son of our Father. And he has nappy hair, or hair that looks like wool. You'll find that again in Revelation chapter 1 in verse 14, as well as I think I read 14, 15, and 16. And you'll find that that's why this person killed himself. Let me see. I made a note of it. New Saline, Texas. He killed himself. He burned himself on fire. I call it white man on fire. But it's actually, you can go to PBS and get the album called Man on Fire. And he was a minister. He had read the Bible and tried to tell his congregation. And his wife sitting up there like she doesn't believe either. But he believed. And he set himself on fire. My Father in heaven may have, when he comes, would have allowed him to live in heaven with us, those who believe. So I'm saying all this to try to convince you to read the Bible and then start believing in what is written in the Bible. Because most white people, you know, but I'm so glad that I heard his voice and he talked with me and he told me what to do. And I told him I was scared, but I thank him so much for giving me the courage. Now let's go to Numbers 46. And I have told you that I have begun to have difficulty in my sight, and I will try to read it as best as I can. This is why I want you to get your Bibles and read along with me. Read Numbers in verse 46. It reads, "Even all that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,000 and 550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither there some of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle." And you know, the tabernacle is the church or the meeting place where people go and meet the money, and the testimony is a declaration of those about telling the truth. And over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it, they shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and they shall encamp around about the tabernacle. And when, now see, I made an error just when I was reading that. This is why, because I know that you can see better than I. I want you to go and get your Bible and read along with me. And you can say, oh, she made a mistake. But you will know that I made a mistake, and I will keep trying to read on, because you have, I'm believing that you are going to get your Bible or have your Bible, and you are going to read along with me. And verse 51, and when the tabernacle set its forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, that means set up, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh near, cometh nigh, that means near, shall be put to death. Now, I didn't say that. The Bible is saying this. I'm turning the page. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tent. You know, that's pitch means to set up their tents. Every man in his own camp, and every man in his own standard throughout their host. The Levites shall pitch or set up around about the tabernacle of the testimony, and that's the church, that there be no wrath upon the congregation. The congregation, that's the people of the children of Israel. And that's why I'm thinking that, like the young men that went into South Carolina and shot up those people, they should have maybe set up, as he's telling the Levites, to be on, to what I'm reading, I'm understanding that they are to be on guard on the congregation of the children of Israel. So when your people come into church, those that don't belong should be searched and, if need be, driven away from there, or they should die. They should kill them. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. Now that is the reading of chapter 1. I was able to read to you of Numbers. And let me go. I hope you all understand what it has said. Those people that's coming into your church, they can come. You should search them. And if they have guns or whatever, pistols or something on them, they should be killed. The Bible tells you this. It just said, the children of Levi, they are to encamp around the children, the church, and those who cometh there, comes near, shall be put to death if they are not right. Now, that's my understanding, and my understanding can be wrong. I can't see well, but I'm trying. Let's read Numbers chapter 2 and see if we can find out what it's saying. And now, if I, there are some words in this chapter, some names that I don't know how to pronunciate, and I'm going to say them as well as I possibly can. But you who are reading or have written Numbers chapter 2 down, you go back and read it if you don't have your Bibles with you. Most of you, many of you, are at work. And those people who are not at work, I'm asking to their Bibles and read along with me. And if they don't have the Bible, to write whatever I have said to them down. Remember, I told you to have your three P's, and they are your pen, pencil, and paper. So you write this stuff down. Many of you are like me, old school, and don't have what they call, I think they call them a notebook or pad or whatever. So you get your pen and pencil and write it down as best as you can. So when you get your Bibles, you can read it for yourself to see if I told you something wrong or right. The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch and pitch again, means to set up his own standard, which the insignia. This insignia is a flag or banner or an emblem of their father's house. For off of the tabernacle of the congregation, the congregations shall they pitch. And on the east side towards the rising of the sun, where the sun rises on the east side, shall they the standard of the camp of Judah pitch or set up throughout their armies, and Nashon, N-A-H-S-H-O-N, the son of Amminadab, that's spelled A-M-M-I-N-A-D-A-B. And I'm not going to spell all the words to you that I don't know how to pronounce, but I'll do my best at pronouncing them. And as I'm telling you, get your Bibles and read it for yourselves. I may not know how to pronounce those names, but I will do my best. Shall be the captain of the children of Judah. So Amminadab was the captain of Judah. Yay! That's what I was told I am from. Now, verse number 4 of chapter 2 of Numbers. And the host and those that were numbered of them were 80. 80 is 60. And 14,600. And those that do pitch, or pitch means to set up, next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, is to pitch his tent near the tribe of Judah, or Abinadab. And I think it's Nathaniel, the son of Zerah, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Elab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400, and that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and fourscore. And fourscore means 80,000 and 600 and, well, and 6,000 and 400 throughout their armies. These shall first set up. And on the south side of the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies, and the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar, the son of Shethru, and his host, and those that were numbered thereof were in 6,500, and those which pitch means to set up by him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shemuel, the son of Zerzadan, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Eliphaz, son of Reuel, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 45,650, and that were numbered in, excuse me, my voice is out. Excuse me, I'm trying to clear my throat. I was about to say, there's always something going on where it seems like the devil is attacking me. All that were numbered in his camp, in the camp of Reuben, were 100,050 and 1,400 and 50 throughout their armies. And they shall set forth in the second rank. See, our Father is telling Moses how to set the army up. And those that I told you after Reuben will become the second rank. Verse 17, then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward of Levites in the midst of the camp, as they encamp, so shall they set forth every man in his place by their standards. On the west side of the camp, let me read that again, verse 18. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, which according to their armies, and the captain of the son of Ephraim shall be the Elishama, the son of Amud, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. Captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gimel, the son of Pasher. And you will read that for yourself and pronounce it correctly. I know you will, because you are so smart. Verse 21, and his host and those that were numbered of them were 1,200. And the tribe of Benjamin shall be the captain of the sons of Benjamin, shall be Adrian, the son of Gideon, and his host. And those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forth in the third rank. Let me read that again. And they shall go forth in the third rank. Verse 25. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side. Remember, our father is telling them they have set up on the east side, the south side, and they have set up on the north side and the west side. The west side is where Ephraim should be. Let me read further on. Camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahasai, and the son of Amishai, and the host, and those that were numbered with them. Numbered of them were 80. Remember, that's 60,700, and encamped by him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pajo, and the son of Oshan. That's O-C. R-A-N, that's Oran, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 41,500, and the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the children of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan, and the host of those that were numbered of them were 53,400, and they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,000 and 57,600, and they shall go hinder part, that's the rear part of last part of their standard. These are those which the number of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, and those, all those that were numbered of the camp throughout the host, throughout their host, were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they did pitch by their standards. But they so set forth everyone after their families, according to the house of their fathers. Well, I dreamt it, that I was sleeping with the lion. So maybe that's who, because the children of Israel, I have led somewhere. They're among the children of Judah, of the lion. So that's maybe that's what the dream was telling me. I am the child that sleeps with the lion. Well, that ends the reading of chapter 2. But next week, Friday, I will be back on at 5 o'clock. I want you to read chapters 3 as well as chapter 4. But chapter 3 looks kind of long, so just read chapters 3 for me. And then, if you will, go back over Numbers 2 and 1. I just finished reading chapter 2 for you all in your hearing. And so let us have a word, closing word of prayer. Father, I thank you for keeping me from all the evil ones. And I mean, I am attacked constantly. Oh, I don't mean to tell the sheep that. Father, thank you for protection from the evil one that is brought to us by Satan and his king, or his devils. He's called, what is it, Satan and the devil. Thank you for keeping us safe from them always. And also thank you for providing us sheep with a financial blessing, as you normally do. Thank you. In Proverbs 13 and 22, for saving up the wealth of the sinners and providing it to us just people. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Remember when the white folks come out with an alternative book, read your Bible, get your Bible. If you have to buy plenty of them, and when I get some money, maybe I should go and buy myself one more Bible. And that would mean that I will have 3 at the time. Remember, sheep. In Hosea, that's the Old Testament, is spelled Hosea, and forgive me, I'm having to belch, 4 and 6. That's Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And if you will read in it, you will find out in Isaiah, well, you'll find a lot out in Isaiah. Chapter 5 and 14 is where it has enlarged hell for herself. Her mouth is without measure. So you run around and listen to whomever reads your Bibles. Then on 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, it says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing a word of truth. So these are the things that you should do, and I want you to do. When our Father comes, I hope that I will be able to remember the word of truth and divide the word of truth. Remember, God loves you as well as life. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my books, The Passive, The Unseen, and The Broken Plant by Sandra Harris. That's me. I'm talking you to you sheep on the radio. Blog my blog.
Father.
Yeah. Blog talk. And my sheep. My
help your
call.
Children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Down. They could tell you.
And I know he
was a kid. They were kids.
got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he